A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zeh Ben Chava Harab Mir Kahana Yosef Ben Meir Bari Hoffman Ruven Hoffman Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Batliba. There are two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is the unbelievable meeting between Soviet KGB spies and Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner. We're going to get into that. That's just incredible. I mean, this scandal keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And anyone who's not concerned about it, anyone who's not alarmed by this scandal, has to be insane. And the second subject we want to discuss is the recent visit to Israel by India's Prime Minister, and how that proves that JTF was right. Israel can become fully independent economically and militarily if only they had leaders with the will to do so. Let's start off with Israel. The Prime Minister of India, the newly elected Prime Minister of India, went to Israel and met with Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli government officials, and they concluded agreements and deals worth billions of dollars for the Jewish state. But that's only a fraction of what could have been agreed to, of what could have been concluded. Because of the U.S. foreign aid to Israel, which is not really foreign aid, it's really harmful, it's not aid, it's really poison that Israel is getting. Because of the $3 billion a year that Israel gets, which is less than 3% of Israel's national budget, less than 3% of Israel's national budget, all that Israel does to please the United States and the so-called foreign aid is less than 3% of the budget in Israel. So insane. Because of this U.S. foreign aid, Israel faces a U.S. veto every time they want to sell weapons or certain technology or certain other things to countries like India. And there are dozens of countries that Israel could be trading with, that Israel could be making agreements with. Many, many billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars that Israel could be earning, but does not earn. Because the U.S. vetoes these agreements. And this has happened so many times over the years with so many different countries. The fact is that this $3 billion in so-called foreign aid costs Israel tens of billions of dollars. And it's not just the money. It's also the fact that Israel could develop her own weapons, which would be vastly superior to what the United States sells Israel. When the United States sells Israel weapons, Israel, by the way, is compelled to buy those weapons. Israel doesn't really get $3 billion from the United States. The United States gives Israel $3 billion, and Israel must use that money to purchase American weapons. In other words, it's all a subsidy for American international arms dealing. And Israel loses in this deal because the weapons that America sells Israel are inferior to the weapons that Israel with Jewish brains can build, even though many of the weapons that America builds are also built with Jewish brains. But the weapons Israel builds, the tanks, for instance, the planes, the other adjustments that Israel makes when Israel buys American weapons, the weapons wind up being vastly better when the Israelis work on them. And Israel could have a situation where they build their own weapons entirely and are completely independent. They could do this. There's no question they could do this. In fact, about 50% of Israel's weapons are currently built entirely within Israel. Israel's Merkava tank, for instance, is 100% built in Israel, and it's the best and most versatile tank in the world, the best battle tank in the world, by far. The American battle tank is clumsy and not as good in battle as the Merkava tank. In fact, the Prime Minister of India and other Indian officials said, we'd rather buy Israeli weapons than American weapons. The Israelis produce better weapons than the Americans do. And the reason the Israelis do produce better weapons than the Americans do is because America is not America anymore. America's a nation where affirmative action and political correctness, and you have to hire certain people and do other things, that's intruding upon American technology and American companies and American innovation and American arms manufacturing. In every facet of American life, political correctness, affirmative action, and all the insanity that we've seen in this country has destroyed America's edge and America's competitiveness. So the Israelis, where they have a country of 6 million Jews and they have all the Jewish brain power, Israelis are able to build weapons that are actually superior to American weapons at better cost. But they're not doing it because the Americans veto their weapon sales and veto their development programs, their weapons development programs. And so we're in this insane situation where we have Israeli leaders who, for $3 billion in American aid every year, lose out on tens of billions of dollars in all types of agreements, and not just arms agreements, all types of agreements. And by the way, the arms agreements Israel would like to sell to India, to China, to other countries. These arms that Israel wants to sell, they do not have to contain technology that would endanger the Jewish state, because of course, if there's certain technology Israel wouldn't want to share with all these other countries. But there is technology Israel can sell that would not endanger Israel's security. And so it would be worthwhile, and it would fund the development of more Israeli technology and a bigger Israeli arms industry and a more powerful and booming Israeli economy. The riches, the prosperity, the technological prowess that Israel could develop if Israel were independent. Lo, this is a nation that shall dwell alone and not be reckoned among the nations, it says in the Bible. We just recently read that. It was the recent parasha, the recent Torah portion that we read, where we're told that it is a blessing when Israel is alone. When Israel is alone and not reckoned among the nations, it's a blessing for the Jewish people, because God wants to show the world that He's going to give victory to His people in His land, in the land of Israel. He's going to give them victory against all odds. When Israel gets foreign aid from the United States, you have certain people say, well, Israel, there wasn't such a miracle. After all, they have American foreign aid, which of course is nonsense. American foreign aid actually hurts Israel. But when Israel wins 6 victories in 6-day wars and all the other incredible miracles that we've seen from Jewish history and from Israeli history, you'll have people who will say, well, that's because America helps Israel. That's why Israel was able to win, which is completely untrue. But the point is, if Israel wasn't getting that foreign aid, if Israel was truly independent, nobody would have that excuse. You wouldn't have that reasoning anymore. And it would be a great Kiddush Hashem, a great sanctification of God's name. God wants the Jews to be independent. God wants a Jewish state where Donald Trump and Barack Hussein Obama and George W. Bush and Jimmy Carter and all the other presidents of the United States, Bill Clinton and all the other anti-Israel presidents, could never tell Israel, you can't build houses in Jerusalem, your capital, and you can't build housing in Judea and Samaria, and you can't get your enemies out of the country and do what you have to do to your enemies. The Israelis would not be vulnerable to foreign pressure. Israel would not be vulnerable to U.S. economic and military blackmail if it wasn't getting this so-called foreign aid. The best blessing that could ever happen for the Jewish state is an end to the so-called foreign aid, is for Israel to become truly independent. And then countries like India would come to Israel and would want to buy not billions of dollars in technology and in arms sales, but tens of billions of dollars. This is something that could easily happen if only we had leaders that were willing to do what has to be done and willing to do what the Bible and what God commands the Jews to do. Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party wants to do this, and that's one of the reasons why we support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. And of course, the original protagonist, the original great leader who proposed this was our beloved rabbi, Harav Meir David Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo. Harav Kahana long ago said that Israel could become independent. And it was true then, and it's even more true now. If only we had real leaders in Israel, and if only we could wake the people of Israel up and reach all of the people of Israel with our message. What a difference we could make. What a wonderful world this could be. The good news is we're reaching literally thousands of Jews. We're getting several thousand views on our videos every day now because of our advertising campaign. And that of course, several thousand views a day means that we're getting tens of thousands of views a month. We're getting about 60 or 70,000 views a month. I don't know the exact, I think it's 60 or 70,000, it varies. I never actually added up the exact monthly total, but my rough guess is that we're talking about, conservatively, we're talking about 60,000 views, and that's just for the paid advertising videos. We have other videos where we don't have paid advertising, we get views on those as well. So, and because we have about 2,000 videos up on YouTube. So we're talking about reaching a sizable portion of the Israeli population already. There are only 6 million Jews in Israel, a country the size of Israel. When you're getting 60,000 Israeli Jews a month to look at your videos, 60,000 Israeli Jews is a substantial number of people in a country of only 6 million Jews. So we're reaching people in Israel with our message. We want to reach far more people. And I do think it has somewhat of an impact. I see rabbis when they give shiurim, and I see political leaders sometimes adopt some of the language we use. I see some of it rubbing off. I see some people using our words and using our terminology and using concepts that we introduce into the debate that no one else would bring up and no one else would mention. So it's very important that we reach people. Help us reach more people. We need your support, especially your financial support. And, of course, we need you to spread our videos and spread what we're doing on our videos. We've shown you already examples of how the videos are, in fact, getting a lot of views. We've shown you examples of this. We want to get much more views. We want to do much better. Tens of thousands a month is wonderful. We want to get millions. We want the day to come when we'll get millions. Alevai, it should only be that someday we should reach that goal. You can help us. When you help us, you're strengthening the cause of an independent Israel, of a stronger Israel, of an Israel that doesn't give in to pressure. You're strengthening the cause of fighting for the land and fighting for the rights of Jews to settle throughout their land. The stronger JTF is, the stronger Israel is. Because the stronger JTF is, the message of a strong Israel gets across to the people of Israel, of a proud Israel, of an Israel that doesn't have to bend and cave in and surrender. And so, every time you support us, every time you send us a check or a money order or cash donation, or every time you support us online through our PayPal account, which you'd go to our Hebrew main page for that, hayamin.org, on top there's a donate button. Every time you send us your support, you're enabling us to reach more people in Israel with the message. What a blessing. What a blessing. So the good news is we're reaching a certain number. The bad news is instead of tens of thousands, we want to reach millions. We want to reach the whole country. If we reach millions, that would be reaching the whole country because there's only 6 million Jews in the country. Someday, God willing, we will. But help us, in the meantime, help us reach as many Jews as we can, because there's tremendous danger, and we have terrible leaders in Israel, and the news media is evil and self-hating and vicious, and the Israeli educational system is terrible. if you want us to counteract all the brainwashing, all the terrible deeds that are being done now, all the horrible betrayals that are taking place in Israel, you know, there's got to be at least one voice that stands against that, and we are that voice. Help us. If you love Israel and care about Israel, help us. Okay, the second subject is Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner, who is Donald Trump's son-in-law, the self-hating Jewish son-in-law, and his campaign manager, all meeting during the campaign with Russian KGB spies. These are people, these are Soviet KGB spies who literally worked for the Soviet KGB. The people he met with were people that literally worked for the Soviet KGB. The Soviet KGB, of course, was committed to the destruction of the United States, to harming the United States, just as the current Russian leadership is. Russia, everywhere in the world, is against America, works to build nuclear weapons for Iran, help build the nuclear bombs in North Korea, protects North Korea and the United Nations, protects North Korea's economy, trades with North Korea, trades with Iran. Every evil thing you see, all the evil things that are going on in the world that are directed against America, you have a Russian hand in this. The Russians are participating in this. The Russians are supporting this. They support international terrorism. They support the building of nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction in countries like North Korea and Iran. They support anti-American incitement in the Muslim world and encourage anti-American incitement and mass murder in the Muslim world. They propagandize in countries throughout the world against the United States to destroy the United States. Of course, they're committed to the destruction of Israel and have always been committed to the destruction of Israel. When the Arabs were openly saying in the UN that they were going to push the Jews into the sea and exterminate the Jews, who was giving them billions of dollars in weapons to help them? Who was doing everything under the sun to help the Arabs achieve their goal? The Soviets and the Russians. And by the way, there's not that much difference between the Soviet Union and Russia of today. Vladimir Putin was a KGB agent for many years. And the people that met with Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner were literally people who literally worked with the KGB. Literally worked with Russian intelligence. And are part of the Russian intelligence campaign to undermine this country. And Donald Trump Jr. knowingly met with them in the emails. You see very clearly that he knew he was meeting with people who work for the Russian government. And he went with them to solicit information about Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary Clinton's an evil beast. And she's also a traitor and a filthy pig. There's no question about that. She's the scum of the earth. Both the Clintons, Bill and Hillary, the scum of the earth. But for Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner to knowingly go to a foreign government and tell that foreign government, we're happy that you're intervening in the election. We want you to intervene. We want information with you. We want to work together with you to influence the election. This is treason. This is treason. And it's not just a foreign government. It's a hostile foreign government that hates the United States and wants to destroy the United States. And this is who Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner meet with, and they solicit information, and they want to cooperate with them, and they support these people. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is unbelievable. I hope they're prosecuted for it. They deserve to be put on trial for treason. For treason. I mean, you meet with operatives from the Soviet KGB who work for the Soviet KGB who are so clearly trying to undermine the United States? This is who you meet with in a political campaign to influence a political campaign? Are you kidding me? Of course they should be prosecuted. Of course what they did was treasonous. And of course, Donald Trump, President Trump, he was just as much involved in all of this. You remember during the campaign, he told the Russians that they should hack. He said he urged the Russians to hack emails and find out where Hillary's emails are, and they should, if you're listening, remember he said, if you're listening, I hope you do hack, and he praised the Russian hacking. Now he's against hacking because it involves his administration. Or he's against leaking because it involves his administration, but at the time he was all in favor of leaking and hacking when the Russians were doing it in the campaign to benefit him and to support him. The reason the Russians were doing it is because he is someone whom the Russians can easily expose and destroy. And so he's their puppet now. He'll do anything Putin tells him to do because they have dirt on him. They have all the dirt on him. And so Donald Trump and his son and his son-in-law and his campaign, these are dirty people. These are traitors. They're dealing with enemies of the United States. And the Trumpsters, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whom Trump meets with or deals with or what deals he makes. He just made a deal in Syria, allowing the Iranians and the Russians to take over Syria, right on Israel's northern border. Even Benjamin Netanyahu, that wimp, even he condemned the deal and said the deal is unacceptable to Israel. The deal that Trump made with his boss, Vladimir Putin, with his comrade, Vladimir Putin. I mean, this is, you know, he's doing, by the way, Trump is doing the same thing with communist China. He makes deals with China. Why? He was supposed to be very tough on China. You remember, he's going to declare them a currency violator on day one of his presidency. You remember, the first day of a presidency, he's going to declare them a currency violator. He hasn't done that. Not only hasn't he done that, he's been more favorable to China than any president we've had in decades. Why? Because he has business dealings with China. The Trump family business dealings are more important to him than the interests of the United States. He'll sell out the United States in 2 seconds and is doing it every day. As long as he gets his business interests taken care of, his personal family business interests, that's all he cares about. He's corrupt. He's dirty. He's dirty. And he's selfish and egotistical and evil and immoral and doesn't care about the United States. He sends his Secretary of State, another animal, Tillerson, Rex Tillerson, to the Middle East to act like an errand boy between Qatar and Saudi Arabia, and they're feuding, the Arab countries are feuding, and he's like an errand boy trying to stop the fighting among these Arab countries and does whatever they tell him to do. Why? Because he has business, because Tillerson and Trump have dealings with those Arab countries as well. Business dealings, even though those Arab countries fund terrorism, they fund Islamic terrorism, they fund Islamic hatred, they fund all the evil things that have been done to the United States. But Trump loves them and supports them because he has business dealings with them. He doesn't care that they fund all of these terrible things. Now, the Clintons also did this, and the Bushes also did this with Saudi Arabia. Very true. Doesn't excuse, though, Trump doing it. Doesn't excuse Trump doing it. Any president who does this is committing treason. They're enemies of the United States. They funded 9/11. The Saudis funded 9/11 and sent murderers over here to carry out the 9/11 attacks. Trump himself said so, that the Saudis did that. Trump himself said so during the campaign. And now he's kissing their tuchuses? Why? Because he has business dealings with them. This is, you know, what would a real American president, a real American patriot do? He would put the Arabs out of business. How do you put the Arabs out of business? How do you put the Muslim oil-producing countries out of business? Very simple. You develop a crash program to eliminate all Western dependence on Muslim oil, on Muslim oil-producing countries. We are very capable of doing that. We've said for decades that this can be done, and everybody ridiculed us when we said this. We've said for decades that America could do this. And it's certainly very, very doable now. Trump is not doing that. He's not doing that. He's not taking really strong steps to do that. The really strong steps that have to be taken. Again, because he has business dealings with these countries. And his business dealings come first. He's not America first, he's Trump first. And that means he's not loyal to the United States. So, we've got a situation here where you have the son of the president and the son-in-law of the president, with the president's approval, because the president defended it. The president's defending it. He's tweeting that his son was right for doing this. Meeting with people who are known to work for the Soviet KGB, with Soviet intelligence, meeting with them in Trump Tower to get information so that they could intervene and so that a hostile foreign power can intervene in America's political elections. I mean, this This isn't the scandal. And they said, well, there's no scandal here. There's nothing wrong with this. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What would you be saying, all of you Trumpsters? What would you be saying if the Clintons had done this? And the Clintons did do outrageous things as well. They did outrage, but that doesn't excuse what Trump has done. It doesn't excuse Trump's. Don't tell me the Clintons did. The Clintons also did these types of things. Don't tell me that. Okay? The Clintons are traitors, but so are the Trumps. We have to wake people up because very dangerous things are happening in the world. Trump just gave Iran, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Trump just gave Iran basically entry into Syria and legitimacy and legality, the Iranian presence in Syria. I mean, these are very dangerous things he's doing. He's taking very dangerous actions that have very, very serious consequences. And nobody calls him on all of these things, except Democrats and the left. They hate him. I don't know why they hate him. He's a left-wing president. He's adopting all their positions. Trump care, for instance, is just as bad as Obamacare. The subsidizing and the government bureaucracy and government regulations, it's no better than Obamacare. Trump care is no better than Obamacare. What a nightmare. Government spending, by the way, is increasing at a faster pace than it was when Obama was president. Under Trump, during the first 6 months of his presidency, government spending has gone up at a faster rate than it went up during comparable six-month period in the Obama administration, during the Obama years. The United States, for the first time, is spending more money every month than ever before, record-breaking amounts. The deficit is going up again. I mean, are these things that are good for the country? And that's not even to mention. I mean, the Dream Act, where he's legalizing the illegals at a faster rate than Obama was. It's a nightmare. It's really a nightmare, and it should frighten people who care about the future of the United States. In the end, you're burying the United States. You're burying this country in the end. And what do we do? I mean, what's the alternative? What's the alternative at this point? The next election is in 2020. What are we going to do? We're going to have a Republican. The Republicans are going to throw Trump out and replace him with another. I doubt that that's going to happen. I don't know. I don't know what's going to be, but it really doesn't look good for the United States. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. You elected a terrible, immoral, evil person, and you're going to pay a terrible price for it. And the fact that people don't wake up and don't want to face reality is going to make it so much worse. Anyway, thank God at least that we're getting our message out in Hebrew to the people of Israel. We're doing what we always wanted to do, what we always dreamed of doing. We'd like to do it on a bigger scale, of course, on a much bigger scale. But at least we're reaching the people of Israel with a message. For instance, I just did in Hebrew a video. I haven't uploaded it to YouTube yet, but I just did a video before this program on what we spoke about with India and foreign aid. We want the people of Israel to become aware of what the true facts are, so that they'll elect leaders that will do what has to be done to make Israel a light unto the nations, a holy nation and a nation of priests. Because that's the true destiny of the Jewish people. Anyway, we're going to continue to fight. Join with us. Let's work together. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world, God willing. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.